This is scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105.5 FM in Sydney.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105.5 FM in Sydney.
The following is a special high school sports presentation on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio, 105.5 FM.
Oh, it's a big spurt for E.J. Davis. Look at him go. He pops it clean. 40, 45, 50. Off to the races. Gets a block. Makes the man miss. Reverses his field. 30, 25, 20. Gone! Touchdown! How about that? E.J. Davis takes it 78 for the score.
And you will score, too, with high school football right here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio, 105.5 FM.
Richards to receive the kickoff, does so at the 17. He's going to reverse his field down the near side. He's got a wedge of blockers. Look out. He makes three men miss at the 50. He is going to make a house call. Justin Richards. What a return, Chuck. 85, 86 yards.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. He looks like a freight train going down the sideline. Here comes the train
as a CSX flies through Booster Field. Sounds like it's running right down the middle of the gridiron.
Stay right on track with scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio as we cover the big games, including Anna, Fort Loramie, Sydney, Layman, Minster, New Bremen, Versailles, and Marion Local.
Peyton Oddy, offensive backfield. Look at him go to work. Outside left tackle. He's got a gaping hole. He moves to the sideline, motoring to the 40. He's at the 50. Fort Loramie territory, down the near sideline. No one's going to catch him. Blinding speed, quarterback Peyton Oddy.
Donovan O'Leary, quarterback for the Layman Catholic Cavaliers.
Here's O'Leary, quick slant. McFarland catches. He's at the 14. Nice to the 11. Upended right there. Looks like he's got the first down.
I'm getting kind of the Halloween spirit through my right. I'm looking through cobwebs.
Well, this game is going to finish up with a trick or treat. We don't
know. Yeah, let's hope it's a treat.
Yes. 3-11, 3-10 to go. Quarterback Caleb Maurer may elect to keep it here. No, he dishes on the play to Holland. Look at Holland go.
Again.
Right tackle. Cuts it back against the grain. 25-20. Holland zipping to the end zone.
Wow.
That may do it. That may do it. Will Holland, a splendid run. Will Holland with two big second half bolts to the end zone. And Fort Loramie seems to have broken this one open. A two-score lead.
Wow.
With 2:57 to go.
That was impressive.
You'll enjoy each week's pregame, too, and entertaining comments from coaches and players.
Your most favorite coach?
I love Coach Wells. He's helped me a lot, and I love playing for him.
So you'd score him 10 on a 10-point scale, and Corey Britton a 9.99999.
Yes, that's what I would do. I love them both.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are here at Anna's Booster Field on a beautiful night for high school action.
It is clearing overhead. There's blue sky, wind out of the northwest. Temperature down in the low 50s, upper 40s, maybe in the upper 30s by the end of the game tonight. It's Anna 2-5, having lost four straight against Marion Local 7-0. Two Division VI clubs, the Flyers number one in the state in D6. And for the 15th time in the last 20 years, Marion Local has won its first seven games of the campaign. 24-year head coach Tim Goodwin at the helm. He has done an outstanding job. Nick Marino, head coach of the Anna Rockets, his club has been plagued by injuries to seniors, inconsistency offensively, defensively, and as well, untimely mistakes throughout this season. We talked to Nick earlier this week, and we discussed the campaign to date.
Yeah, we've got to play better football. I mean, you know, you got to have guys play consistently on both sides of the ball to win games, especially in our league. We play a tough league, a good schedule, and you can't have an off night, and it can't be somebody having an off night on either side of the ball, or and just in one quarter can get you. So we got to come out and play really well against a very good Marion Local team. You know, I want to see us play consistently. I want to see us take care of the football and hopefully create some explosive plays against them.
It'll be a lot of pressure on your defense to stop the Marion Local run game. Mm-hmm. That's the Flyers' bread and butter year in, year out, week after week.
Yeah, they got a good trifecta of running backs and a quarterback that can run a little bit too. So they're going to mix in a lot of different looks there. And they got three good backs that can break it at any time. So we got to play really well against them.
Along the line of scrimmage, highlight your players' performances. You've been hampered there by some injury for sure.
Yeah, we got some different guys stepping in and on the line and in different spots, but you know we got to be consistent when they do that. And I think a guy that's played pretty consistent for us overall is our center Colby Jeffries. As a senior, is having a real good year. He's probably performing the best for us on the line right now.
Assess the performance of sophomore quarterback Shappy. He's a strong arm, good thrower. He needs to continue to grow with experience.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to keep getting better. And, you know, he's had some really good games, and he's had some games not as good. And that's what a young quarterback sometimes does. But like I've talked to him about, consistency. Take what they give you consistently. Get the ball out on time. Make sure your footwork's better. All the little things that we expect. And he's getting better at those. But, you know, we need to accelerate that progress, especially as we finish up this season.
Richards lines up virtually anywhere on the offensive side of the ball to enable you to get it to him so that he can make plays for you.
Yeah, he's definitely a playmaker for us. We got to get the ball into his hands, as well as some of our other guys. You got out there at receiver, Noah Oftehauer is leading our team in receptions, and Trey Heitkamp's both those guys have got plenty of catches on the season and are pretty explosive players for us as well.
You're heading in now to week number 8 of the campaign. What do you normally stress come October? And has your attention been diverted because of injury and losses here the last few weeks?
No, I mean we got to stay focused and make sure we're doing a good job. You know, this time of year you got to play good defense, you got to tackle well, and all the fundamentals just come right back into the game, as well as preparing for a good team like Marion Local this week. So we got to make sure we're doing a good job, trying to contain their run game and really playing well on the offensive side as well.
Nick, have you seen a set of linebackers that Marion Local offers that are as good as that foursome? They are really tough.
Well, those are a couple good linebackers, so yeah. Got to do a good job of climbing up to them. 24 has been around for several years, and he's a really good ball player, so he's probably their best player defensively.
And assess your special teams play to date this year.
I mean, it's been up and down a little bit. We always talk about winning special teams, and it's going to be a big key for us tonight if we're going to be successful.
I know you've played Marion Local close a number of times in the past. Your state championship season might have beaten Marion Local had it not been for a thunderstorm, which interrupted your momentum. At least that's how I saw it anyway. But you played the Flyers and Coldwater at times, some very good football games.
Yeah, we've had some battles. Hopefully we can see if we can come out on top of one of these here sometime soon.
Nick Marino, head coach of the Anna Rockets, who have dropped four consecutive games, as we've noted, to Coldwater, Minster, Delta St. John's, and Versailles. That Minster game was just one of those two bad nights when Chuck. Anna led by a score of 21-10 midway third quarter, and a pick six turned the game all around.
Yeah, it was a tale of two halves, that's for sure. And Anna played so well in the first quarter and a half, but and when they turned it over, that was the end. That was Katie barred the door. Minster ran them out from that point.
Tim Goodwin's Marion local Flyers have won 12 state championships, 16-0 one year ago. Have not lost a game in the MAC in 3 years this month, when Minster last beat him in Midwest Athletic Conference play. We talked to Tim earlier this week, and he commented on the transition from 2021 football at Marion Local to 2022.
Oh yeah, every year is new and different, and you got a different blend. You know, we had some veterans coming back, so we had a place to build on, and we knew our defense was going to be strong. We had three linebackers back that have played for 3 or 4 years now, so that's a huge benefit. So we knew those kids were good, and that was going to allow our offense time to figure out what we could do against good teams and kind of build on, because you knew you didn't have to score that many points to be in the game or win the game.
You graduated outstanding speed in Peyton Oddy at quarterback. Tade Hess fills the bill and adds a little different twist in terms of his attributes to the quarterback position.
All right, Tate's a good athlete. Peyton played for us for 4 years. Right. He was a great football player for us. But Tate has played for three, mostly at defensive back. But he's just a good athlete. He's a good point guard on the basketball team, so he's used to having the ball in his hands. Our basketball team made regionals last year, and he was a big part of that. So we knew we had a kid that wouldn't be afraid of the moment, wouldn't be afraid to have the ball in his hands. And he's really good on the move, and when the play breaks down, he makes good things happen for us.
How much attention do you give to how much you run the ball versus how much you pass the ball? Obviously, one helps set up the other. But when I think of Marion Local football, I think of running it first, inside and outside, to help set up the forward pass when you need it.
Yeah, we're going to go in the game just probing around, seeing what works. Mm-hmm. And then, if we have to pass the ball, we'll pass the ball. Now, we've always hung our hat on our run game,
right?
And a lot of different ways over the years. But, yeah, you're right. We try to establish some sort of inside and outside run game, hopefully a play action or something that's based on one of the run plays that's given the defense a little trouble, so they have to react to it, to give us a little advantage. But, we try to be as flexible as possible on offense.
Highlight some members of the sophomore class who contribute in a major way for you, especially on the offensive line.
Yeah, we have two starters from day one that are sophomores on the O-line, Kyle Ungren at tackle and Adam Winter at guard. And, it was kind of a slow start for really our offensive line in general, because we had three new starters there. But it's week eight now, and those kids, like I said, have really been starters from almost the first scrimmage, as I recall. And so, they know what we want and what their job is, and they're getting better.
A three-man defensive front, four linebackers. What flexibility does that give you with three down linemen on the defensive side of the ball?
We've morphed over the years as offensive football has changed. And really, Cole Water is in our league, and we knew that if we're going to win a league title, we have to be able to beat Cole Water. And so what does Cole Water do? They run spread, they have athletes, they have space, so eventually we found out, a 3-4 was a good place to start against Cole Water. And so that's what we run, and I think more coaches should do that, run the defense that's going to beat the best team or give them a chance to beat the best team in their league. But, it kind of gives you one more guy that has some flexibility. We did some fire zone stuff with four down, and you try to drop a defensive end, in high school, and we just never got anything out of that kid because he wasn't really taught how to drop and really what to do. But now in a 3-4, you got one extra guy that has been taught to rush and to drop, and hopefully is athletic enough to do both to some level of competence.
Tim Goodwin, our guest before tonight's game between Marion Local and Anna. You referenced the Midwest Athletic Conference a moment ago in Coldwater. It's a strong league this year up at the top. Some very good clubs, and you've beaten two of them already.
Yeah, New Bremen and Versailles were good teams, and you know, they battled us, both of them battled us very well and played very hard against us and made us better. So you know, we're appreciative of going against good teams that, you know, just, you know, like a couple times against Bremen, we had relatively minor breakdowns in our pass coverage, and David Holman found the open guy and made us pay big time. And you know, after the game, you know, we're watching film with the guys, obviously, and we're like, well, that's what happens when you go against a good team. And so, you know, that's what our league does for us, is, you know, makes you be sound in all aspects, including special teams.
Anna, your opponent tonight has not played well the last several weeks. They're due for a good game.
They have people, they have personnel, they have athletes, and yeah, they've kind of struggled the last couple weeks, and you know, I'm not really sure why, but I think they definitely are capable of putting together a game that can compete with us.
Words of Tim Goodwin, head coach of the Marion Local Flyers, who are giving up less than 2 yards per rush so far this season. Actually, you get out the calculator, Chuck, and it's more like 5 feet. 5 feet per running play. That's what opposing offenses are gaining against Marion Local's Rock of Gibraltar defense, which is also yielding only 4 points per game on the entire year.
Well, you talked about the linebackers, and they're outstanding, but you got to have a good defensive line to occupy so they have their chances to run to space, and that's what Marion Local does very, very well.
If you alluded to those LBs, Drew Seitz, Landon Arling, Darren Meyer, Aiden Eifert, they get the job done against the run and the pass. Anna's got to blend them both tonight. Sophomore quarterback Alex Chappie, 9 touchdowns through the air. He's now dipped under 50% throwing. Somehow, some way, Anna's got to get the ball to the likes of Noah Ofterhauer and Justin Richards and Trey Heitkamp for big plays in this game tonight. We've got a 2-minute radio station break upcoming. Great night for high school football here at Anna's Booster Field. The number one ranked Marion Local Flyers in Division 6 against Anna in Division 6 here on scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105.5.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee once again at Anna's Booster Field. We are about 5 minutes away from the opening kickoff here tonight between the Anna Rockets and the Marion Local Flyers. Chuck, It is quite imposing, a 15-1 Marion local record against Anna in 16 games.
Well, they're imposing with anybody that they play, but yes, when you've been dominated like that, and the coaches, I'm sure, have talked to them, and they've talked about the effort, which I'm sure Anna's going to give tonight. You know, sometimes you're just overmatched, but the kids got to play hard, and they got it. You know, if they have some success early, I've seen stranger things happen.
Well, you bring up a good point. Coach Marino and I talked about the fact that Anna somehow, some way, needs to stay into the game, into the second half, then make a big play, a few big plays, and kind of switch the burden of pressure onto the back of the visiting team, the favorite club here tonight.
Well, they're going to have to throw the football, and the problem is if you throw the football and Marion knows you're throwing the football, the pressure's coming because it's going to be tough for them to run. I'd like to see Richards get the ball a little bit, you know, in the backfield tonight and run. He's such a hard runner. So, you know, they're going to play the game. We'll see what happens.
Again, I like what you said about the quarterback, Chappie, for Anna. Yes, he needs to be on target, but I think protection for him is probably more important because Marion Local can crush quarterbacks with sneaky blitzes from anywhere on the gridiron.
Well, when a team is giving up less than 2 yards a carry, you know you're going to have to throw it because you're not going to be able to go wide on them. You know, it's I'm sure between the tackles is almost impossible to run the football. So, you know, Anna is going to have to be almost one-dimensional tonight, but that's what Marion Local does to you.
As Coach Marino for Anna noted during the pregame, he's got an outstanding play from center Colby Jeffries this year, but the seniors for Anna have been nickel and dimed with injuries starting ever since last spring when Carter Siegel went down. He was the first of a long line of 12th graders here in 2022-23 to go down as a result of the injury bug.
And that's your leadership.
Yep.
And leadership, you can't underestimate what seniors do for your football team, and to have them banged up like that, it's been a tough season for Anna.
Exactly. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Happy to be partnering with Hits 105.5 FM in Sydney. Our anchor sponsors are American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Your Amazing Glass Connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Airstream and Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A. Your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCalle Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County. And in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Bodkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, S-E-C-U-R-Com, online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, our best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR Hits 105.5 FM in Sydney. They don't forget, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center on West Michigan in Sydney has a big blowout sale going on now. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices are rock bottom. Inventory's fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, plus dining room sets and bedroom suites. One bargain after another. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, family owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered at Goffney. GoffneyFurniture.com. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. West Michigan in Sydney. Opening kickoff to start the game. Anna, from left to right, as you use your imagination on your computer or phone, booting with the wind, and it's bouncing down the far side of the field, rolling inside the 20 to about the 15 and out of bounds. And as a result, the Flyers start from the 35. You can't give Marion Localchuk any more yards than you have to. That's a cushion of 15 right there.
That's a gift, but on the flip side, they didn't get a return. So,
Marion Local Flyers have a trifecta of outstanding runners in the offensive backfield. Head coach Goodwin told us this week a few starters day-to-day as a result of late-season small injuries. The quarterback, Tate Hess, outstanding basketball player, 6'2", 170, a senior. He's got two backs alongside. And it's Hess keeping, faked on the inside handoff, and he rolls around right end. Look at him gallop. 6'2", Tate Hess, marching down the right sideline, all the way to the end zone. Touchdown, Marion Locals Hess for 65 on the night's first play. About seven green-jerseyed Anna Rockets went to the inside. They were duped on the fake to Meyer. He didn't get the ball. It was kept by Hess. And I was talking about him in the pregame and just before the opening snap. And Tate Hess has got quick legs, strong young man. Reminds me of Holman of New Bremen.
Well, they just reload, and it's just amazing. He didn't get touched till he got to the two-yard line.
Right. Carson Bills tries the extra point for Marion Local. Been pretty steady, little inconsistent at times, but the Flyers always put on the field an outstanding PK man, and Bill's extra point is long, high, and right down the middle. Well, we have not gotten into this game any more than about, 15 seconds? And Marion Local's on the board, 7-0 over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com, and hits 105.5.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Well, as if Anna was not already behind the eight ball, so to speak, before the game got started, a huge underdog against Marion Local. The Flyers add insult to injury and score from 65 yards away on the first play of the night.
14 seconds into the game.
Kickoff, Marion Local, bouncing, staying in bounds. Break for the Flyers. It is picked up by Anna, just short of the 20-yard line. Bad field position to start for the home team, the green and white.
That ball was loose, and that could have been handled by Marion. So it was a good job of Richards to fall on it, not try to pick it up.
Now, one thing Anna does need to do tonight, Chuck, is no quick three and outs. Somehow control the football for some minutes and keep it out of the hands of Marion Local. Easier said than done, because the Flyers' defense, as we hyped up in the pregame, is giving up 4 points per contest and less than 2 yards a rush, actually about 5 feet per gain on the ground, is Marion Local's opposition managing to reel off. And Anna runs on the initial play of the night for the home team, and it's a burst up the middle. It is Foat churning to the 25, the 30, lurching to the 31. He's got 11 and a first down, and that's a good start on the ground. Chuck, that's about, well, do the math, 5 to 6 times more per carry than Marion Local gives up on the year.
Well, the linebackers were showing blitz. They were pushing up, and I'm sure it was a run bit blitz. They were looking for the run, but good blocking that time.
3-4 defensive alignment for Marion Local. In the shotgun spread is Shappy at the 25. Sophomore quarterback fires into the right flat. Yes, it's caught up over the 37, 38-yard line to Richards. He juggled, held on, stepped out of bounds. Second down, a couple for Anna. Tate Hess, outstanding corner on defense. One of just a couple or three for the Flyers who do go both ways. Hess scored the game's first touchdown. The quarterback went 65 for the TD.
Well, that tells you something when you're a Division VI school and you have very few two-way players. I mean, you look on the sideline down there, it looks like a Division II or III with all the kids they got down there.
70, a total of 70. That's how deep this varsity roster is. Slot left, man in motion, Richards, inside handoff, Anna, and a little bobbing and weaving going on, and a surge to the 43, 44-yard line. It's Landon Foat. Second first down on the ground for Anna. 10:38 left first quarter. If you've just joined us, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee at Anna's Booster Field. It is a gorgeous night for high school football. In fact, our seventh in a row, Chuck.
Yeah. Especially in being inside, it's a gorgeous night for football.
Two receivers split left for Shappy. First and 10, right on the Anna 45. Shappy on a toss, jet sweep, reverse to Richards. Behind the line, he got the ball way back at the 39. Marion Local was all over it and snuffed him out at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, they did a nice job of contain on the outside. Didn't get sucked in on the reverse.
Well done defensively on that last play by Arling. Landon Arling made the hit for Marion Local. Second down and 10. No gain on the play. Anna's got the ball at the Rockets 45. And we are 2.5 minutes into the game. Flyers lead it already 7-0. Deep drop by Shappy. Now he scurries out of trouble, running to the near sideline, unloads it out of bounds over the Marion Local bench onto the track. Simply no receivers available, and I'm sure the young quarterback, Shappy, has been taught, Chuck, hey, don't force it.
No.
And live for one more down. You got third coming up, third and 10 from the 45.
Well, Bill Zimmerman is his quarterback coach, and he is one of the best in the business.
Rockets to the line of scrimmage. We've got a quartet of receivers flanked, two to the left, two to the right. In the spread, Shappy back at the 40. He's got to get the football to the Marion Local 45 for a first down. Three down linemen for Marion Local. Shappy with time. He surveys and scans. Oh, here comes pressure. Down he goes. Quarterback sack at the 35-yard line. Eventually, against Marion Local, you'll have to protect.
Yeah, he had a little bit of time, but you can't hold it that long.
Now, if that was probably, well better than 5 seconds, and that's, the internal clock has got to tell you, Chuck, I've got to take off running or pitch it somewhere. We got punt returners Kyle Oddy and Nate Buescher back inside the 35 for Marion Local. Oh, Richards' punt is low. It's blocked. It's rolling toward midfield. Flyers have got it on Anna's half of the 50 at the 48. Breakdown somewhere.
Well, I'm not sure if that got blocked or he just kicked it really low. It looked like really strange form. He's a great punter.
I tell you what, Chuck, these are the kinds of mistakes that have happened to Anna all year, and it seems like all too many times it's been a new one, a different one.
Right.
And they prop up each quarter.
Well, and the mistakes like that get magnified against a team that's this good.
You are right. First and 10 Flyers at the Anna 45. 8:46 to go first quarter. 7-0 Marion Local. Snap back to Hessen to spread. Dumps it into the right flat. It is pitched ahead by a yard, then dropped. It was in the hands of Darren Meyer. He couldn't hang on at second down and 10. These running backs for Marion Local all average 5-6 yards a carry. Meyer does the heavy lifting on the inside between the tackles. Laws will spring it wide more often than not, occasionally on the inside. Kyle Oddie, Peyton Oddie's younger brother, has got good wheels, and he likes to take it from sideline to sideline. Here's a jitterbug running play by Marion Local on second down and 10, and it produces 6 to the 39 of Anna. Carter Siegel came up and tripped up the ball carrier, Drew Laws. It's 3rd and 4 for the Flyers at the Anna 39. 8 minutes left here in the opening quarter. Marion Local 7, Anna nothing. Receiver split wide to this side. That's Kyle Oddie. Man in motion for the quarterback Hess. Gives it to the interior back who surges for first down yardage to the 35, inside it to the 33-yard line. Darren Meyer got enough for the first down yardage. 1st and 10 Flyers. New line of scrimmage officially at the 33 of Anna. Marion Local attired in the road white jerseys, the bright yellow gold helmets, gold pants, a lot of blue piping. Anna, the home green jerseys, white pants. Here's a flat pass thrown by Hess. That one may be a backward pass. It is ruled so. It's a fumble loose on the ground, picked up by Marion Local, and run forward for a yard or two. I think that's how it was ruled and played out.
Well, yeah, they called it a backward pass.
Uh-huh. Winds up being a lot of commotion for no gain. 2nd down and 10 for Marion Local at the Anna 33. But so far, the Flyers have had a little difficulty on that swing maneuver.
Yep.
To the back, out of the backfield, Meyer.
Well, they dropped one, and then that was just a very poorly thrown ball.
Marion Local's under center about 40% of the time. They are here. Hess rolling out behind the line of scrimmage. Has a receiver downfield. It is Darren Meyer out of the backfield. He's got it at the 30. He's got blockers in front. He's being escorted to the 20. 15, 10, 5. Leaps over for a touchdown. 13-0 Marion Local. Boy, the Flyers have sprung some big plays, a 65-yarder and a 33-yarder, and lead this contest 13-0, and we are less than 5 minutes in.
Well, we were kind of afraid this might be what we saw.
Here is the extra point try by Carson Bills. He was right down Main Street on his first one. This one is tailing to the right. It is no good off of the very top of the right upright. Wow. Booting it against the wind, that was not a factor. He just sliced it a shade.
Yeah.
Extra point try missed. Marion Local 13, Anna nothing, just over 7 to play. First quarter on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Kickoff upcoming for Marion Local from right to left on your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination. Anna's got the wind advantage here in the first quarter. It hasn't meant one thing, though.
No, and you kind of look across, and you got about a half filled stands on the home side, and the Marion Local side is packed.
Flyers lead it 13-0. Kickoff upcoming. Anna booted to start this game. If you joined us late, and Marion Local went 65 yards on the initial play of the night. A jaunt to the end zone from 65 away, but Tate Hess.
Boom.
Kickoff return. Anna covered well by Marion Local at the 28-yard line. Good downfield coverage by the Flyers.
Devin Francis is the one that upended him down there. Hit him low. Nice tackle.
Well, Anna reeling a little bit. Already coming into the game, reeling, having dropped 4 straight. and behind tonight, 13-0. And we still have 7:07 left in the opening stanza.
Well, they had a couple of first downs the first time they had the ball, moved it a little bit, but then that 10-yard sack killed them.
Yep, ran it fairly well, did Landon Fode. Generated two first downs. Here's a quick slant, throw by Shappy, misses his man at the 33-34-yard line. Carter Siegel, the intended receiver on the play. Second down and 10 for the Anna Rockets. That stopped the clock, that incomplete forward pass. Marion Local performs consistently well, Chuck, year after year on defense. That means you don't have to score many points to win, maybe 20, 21.
Yeah, and they also score, so it's a two-headed monster.
Right. Chappie hands. It is Fote barreling outside right tackle, upended at the 33-yard line. It was Zach Osborne, not Fote. My mistake. Pick up a six, third and four for Anna. New line of scrimmage resting at the Rockets 33. Anna must get to the 38.5 for a first down. Alex Shappy, sophomore quarterback, reading the signal from the bench. He's got the play call. Receivers flank left and right. Shappy in the spread, 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. And Anna hands the ball off right up the gut. And the ball carrier makes the first man miss and then plows straight ahead to the 37-8 and lunges to the 39. Good second, third effort. I think that was Osborne again.
Yep.
Another first down gainer. That's three first downs via the ground for Anna here in the early going, but they trail 13-0. Moving it with some success via the rush against Marion Local. That's unusual. But the scoreboard tells the full story. Anna behind. 13-0. We played half the first quarter. First and 10 Rockets from the Anna 39. Shappy play action. Throws to Ofterhauer to the 41 of Marion Local. Picked off. It was a back shoulder throw. And the Marion Local cornerback, Carter Jones, turned just in the nick of time, and he played receiver.
Yep.
And just swiped that pass from Ofterhauer. It looked like it was a Shappy to Marion Local throw.
Yep.
Ofterhauer didn't get turned in time, and the coverage was tight. It was like a glove.
And that's good defense. He saw the receiver's hand start to come up. That's when his head turned, and the ball, he did a great job breaking on the ball.
Beautifully done, but cornerback Carter Jones of Marion Local, Flyers in business again at the Anna 34-yard line. Hess in the spread. He'll take the snap back at the 40.
They're running a Wildcat now.
Oh, yes, they are. Wildcat with Kyle Oddy. He throws laterally across the field in the backfield. It's caught. Good run after catch for 9 or 10. It was Laws on the reception. Let's see where the ball is marked for play. Down near the 25-yard line, a pickup of 9. Second down and 1 for the Flyers. Marion Local is shot out to a quick 13-0 advantage. 5 minutes to play here in the opening period, and Marion Local is threatening once again. Two receivers wide left. Rolling left is the quarterback, Hess. He fires high and hard down inside the 10-yard line off the fingertips of the intended receiver, Kyle Oddy. It's no good.
Had him. Just threw a little high.
Yep. If that ball's down another, 3 feet, it's a big reception down around the 5-yard line.
Well, you're rolling him left, and he had to turn and get himself set to throw the ball. That's not an easy thing to do.
Tell you what, Chuck, Hess's downfield throw looked mighty strong.
And his strong arm, absolutely.
Yeah, he whipped it. So it's third and a yard for Marion Local. Line of scrimmage around the 25 of Anna, and the Flyers bust a play between left tackle and guard and rush it for 3 or 4. Yes. It's Darren Meyer cracking for the first down outside the 20 of Anna. First and 10 for the Flyers. 4:40 left here in the first quarter. Marion Local 13, Anna nothing. On scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5 FM in Sydney. And now out of an I formation look, Hess under center. We've seen some varied offensive formations for Marion Local already in this game tonight. Here's a toss back to the tailman, who takes it at the 27-yard line. He bowls his way down near the 20. Hard hit out of bounds. Adi lugged it, and he didn't gain much. Might have produced a couple. It's going to be third down on the play, or I should say second down, and about 7 or 8 to go for Marion Local. A small pickup.
Looked like that could have been a face mask, but the official was standing there looking at it, so, and I didn't see a flag, so I guess not.
Ball marked for play at the 19 of Anna. Second down and 7 needed under center Hess, rolling right, 10 yards behind the line. He's got a receiver slanting down toward the pylon, and he reels it in inside the 5, and he hot-foots it out of bounds at about the 3.5-yard line.
That was Ranley. That was a heck of a catch.
What a throw. Nice reception by Mitch Ranley, the tight end. I like that tight end drag. About 10 yards downfield, quarterback rolling that way. They were in sync. Line of scrimmage is at the Anna 3. 4 minutes to play, opening period. Hess under center. Second man through. Gets the nod. It's Darren Meyer. He totes it down to about the 1.5. Second and goal for Marion Local. Leading already in this game 13-0. Flyers have recorded a few shutouts already this season. Defense returned about 9 letter winners who started 1 year ago, giving the offense a little time to catch up. And Marion Local's offense appears to be in high gear at the moment. From outside the 1, second down, under center Hess, flips it back to the running back, who's roaming around to left tackle, untouched, in for the score. It's Drew Laws. I don't think Anna laid a hand on him, Chuck. Gaping cavity developed outside left tackle.
And man, when you can run a sweep like that on the goal line and have that much blocking out in front of you, what a play.
A lot of open space, that's for sure. I might have gotten it down to the goal line had I had the football in my hands with that kind of blocking.
That sounds good.
Extra point try by Bills, who missed the last one. This one is right of center again, but it's inside the right upright. He's got it. 3:21 to go, first quarter. Marion Local 20, Anna nothing on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. I knew we had to flip the healthcare system on its head when I started Victrus 5 years ago because I watched patients get sicker with hardly any providers actually diving into the root cause of their condition. If you're tired of trying to figure out your symptoms on your own, then give our holistic medical team a call at 937-557-5657 or go online at victrushealth.com/free consult.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Burke Petroleum, a new underwriting sponsor. Burke Petroleum in Minster, put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. Hey, propane customers, Burke Petroleum can now service your propane needs too. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. At 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. 1-800-776-3097. Put Burke to work for all your energy needs.
That was Aaron Chappie on the return that time. He did a nice job. He picked up about 15, 20 yards.
Line of scrimmage for Anna, the 35 of the green and white. 3:14 to go, first quarter of play. Marion Local 20 and Anna nothing. Well, the Rockets knew it would be a daunting task tonight. Extremely so. Already Anna down 3 touchdowns. And you can sum up the task in two words, Marion Local. Here's a run by Anna on first and 10, and an advance on the play of about three. Landon Fote chugged to the 37 or 8. Second down for Anna, and at least seven to go for a first down. 2:45 left in the opening period of play, and Marion Local is on top 20-0. Rockets to the line of scrimmage. Sophomore quarterback Alex Shappy has a back Osborne next to him. Two receivers flanked right. Three down linemen for Marion Local, four linebackers. Here is Shappy zipping it into the right flat. Outside the numbers, caught on the dead run by the receiver Fote. He takes a glancing blow at the 43 and is bounced out of bounds close to the 45. And it appears as though he is right at the first down stake and inches short. Third down and a foot or two for Anna. 2:14 left, opening period. Marion Local 20, Anna nothing. Rockets to the line of scrimmage. Receiver far left, one near side. It's a trick play. The snap didn't go to Shappy. It went to the up back, or maybe it was fumbled.
No, that was the play. He tried to make it look like a bad snap by jumping.
And as a result, Anna falls on the football for no gain. It's fourth and still inches. Again, these are the kind of mistakes, week eight, Chuck, that you don't want to see happen.
Well, that was a actually called play. That is a play they put in, and they're trying to make it look like a bad snap, make the line rush past, and then the direct snap to the running back.
But it did not produce
it
a first
work.
Down. Nope. Anna needs inches. Line of scrimmage, the 45. Here is Anna handing off left guard, and the Marion Local defense stiffens on the right side of the line. Two or three linebackers joined a couple down linemen, and it's a loss of one. So Anna fails to pick up less than a yard on two plays, and the Rockets turn the ball over at their own 44-yard line. That's the way it's gone, the theme all year for Anna. Rockets have run the ball fairly well already tonight, but on the last two plays were stopped cold and give it up on downs. Marion Local knew it was going to go from one guard to the other guard, just left or right of center, right up the middle on fourth and inches, and Marion Local did not let it happen. Here's Tate Hess, the quarterback for Marion Local. He's got all day to roll out to the right, and he throws a line drive pitch down inside the 5-yard line, and it's caught by a Flyers wide receiver, and he falls forward toward the goal line. Did he get in? No, he's a half-yard shy.
That was Holscher, and I'll tell you what, he did a great job of reacting to that pass because he was well covered.
Vic Holscher, wide receiver, 6'1", 165-pound sophomore. Hess ran all the way to the far side of the field in the offensive backfield before unloading the football. He had all kinds of time, and he chucked it on a line to Holscher, who caught it while being blanketed inside the 10, and he was wrapped up eventually outside the goal line. Marion Local runs it on first and goal from about a yard away, and Darren Meyer bolts in for six more. And Marion Local is piling it on early, 43 seconds to go first quarter. The Flyers lead it 26-0.
Yeah, they are as advertised.
But Chuck, this is a team that plays in Division 6 this year. Played in Division 5 occasionally years ago when there were just six divisions, has often been in seven, but it's a program which I say year after year, Chuck, could win D5, D6, or D7, could win the state title. That argument will be decided in 2 weeks when Marion Local plays Coldwater.
Right. Usually they have like three teams that win state championships in this division. So the MAC, if nobody has noticed, is a pretty good football team.
Bills kicks the extra point right through. Marion Local 27 and a nothing. Late first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Marion Local will boot the football again before this first quarter terminates. Chuck, we were talking about Marion Local's strength. We saw Newark Catholic play last year. The Green Wave were outstanding. Saw them play this year. Terrific once again. Marion Local beat them 42-7 in the state title game 1 year ago.
Yeah, and that doesn't shock me, even though that's a good football team.
Excellent kickoff return by Aaron Chappie of Anna all the way out to the 42-43-yard line. And the Rockets have it first and 10, final 35 seconds of the first quarter of play. Anna ranked 21st, according to the computer, in the southwest region of D6. Needs to win two in a row, weeks 9 and 10, to have an outside shot to make the postseason playoffs. Of course, an upset win tonight, which has gone by the boards already, would have vaulted them all the way to maybe 8th or 9th and on the cusp of a home field. But Marion Local has put a stop to that. 27-0 in favor of the Flyers as Anna runs it on 1st and 10 right through the middle for a nice pickup of 6 to the midfield stripe. Final 15 seconds here in this first quarter of play. If you joined us late, Marion Local tallied a touchdown on the game's initial play of the night. 65 yards, great gallop from scrimmage by quarterback Tate Hess. And it's been downhill for Marion Local since, uphill for Anna, which trails 27-0 after one quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
The Anna Rockets start the second quarter down 27-0. Second and 3 from the 50. Inside running play garners 2. It'll be third and a yard. Zach Osborne toted the football, last play from scrimmage. Ball marked for play at the 47.5 of Marion Local, which leads this game 4 TDs to none already. Opening half minute, second period of play. Two receivers far right. Sophomore quarterback Alex Chappie. He is 5 yards behind the line. He's got Osborne to his left. Now Osborne switches to his right. Long cadence, play clock winding down. Here comes blitz pressure. Inside handoff produces 2-3 yards. First down, Anna, 45-yard line of Marion Local. Nick Ranley and Dan Bruns, defensive ends for Marion Local. Fine nose guard, Simon Partington. Linebackers, whom we highlighted during the pregame, they are superb. Drew Seitz, Landon Arling, Darren Meyer, Aiden Eifert, Nate Busher, Ryan Holman, your safeties, Carter Jones, Tate Hess, the corners. We'll check out Anna's offensive unit momentarily. Snap back to the quarterback, Chappie. And he dumps it into the right flat to Richards. Ball was tipped. He gets it anyway, and then he trudges downfield to the 40 where he's dumped. Play goes for 5, second and 5 for the Big Green.
Boy, he had to throw the ball around a defender that was in his face that time. That was a nice throw.
Sure was. Chappie, the quarterback. Landon Foate and Osborne in the offensive backfield. Colin Elliott, a wide receiver. Noah Ofterhauer, Justin Richards, Trey Heitkamp, wideouts as well. Colby Jeffries, fine season at center. Here is Chappie firing a bullet into the right flat, 4 yards downfield, off the hands of the receiver, and into the Anna bench. So it was second and five, now third and five after the incompletion. With 10 minutes left here in the second quarter, and Marion Local leading 27-0. Thane Hamilton, outstanding offensive right guard for Anna, out for the season. Josh Mealy will get some time at that position. Colby Jeffries at center. Lane Howell and John Valentine on the left side. And Landon Blankenship teams with Mealy to the right of center. Here is blitz pressure coming right at the gut by Marion Local. Chappie fires in a hurry. 7 yards downfield. It is too high over the head of the receiver. Fourth and five, Anna.
Yeah. That was going to be a first down, but boy, he had to throw again. Had to throw it fast.
Yeah, Marion Local just so adept at getting pressure on quarterbacks on passing downs.
They're running linebackers up and back, and you don't know where they're coming from and which one's coming.
They specialize in defense at Marion Local. The football on that side of the ball is terrific year in, year out. And we are seeing tremendous defense once again here tonight by the Flyers, who have forced a fourth and five from Anna. Deep drop by Chappie, loops it down the left side of the field into the Marion Local bench, out of bounds at the 35-yard line. It's no good. There was not a green shirt in the area.
Nope.
Again, Chappie sent some pressure. He got some happy feet and dumped the ball away. And Marion Local takes over. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. 40 years doing business. Giving you your best due. Do the right thing. Make an appointment. Cutaway Styling Salon. They will do it up just right for you. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Stylist Renee Mesher. Stylist Chris Siegel. Stylist Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years in business styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Our experience, your style, will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Anna gives up ground stubbornly on 1st and 10 for Marion Local at 2nd and 8 for the Flyers from their own 42. We played 3 minutes in the second quarter, already 27-0 in favor of the visitors, the number one team in the state in Division Six. Here is Hess with a deep drop, feels some pressure. He's going to run. He takes off, tries to scoot outside left end. He's collared after gaining about five on the play, setting up third and short. Chuck, I saw one poll published by the Cleveland.com entity this past week that ranked all schools in the state of Ohio, all divisions, in one poll. Marion Local was sixth.
That doesn't shock me.
Third down and three to go for a first down for Marion Local at the Flyers 47. Two backs alongside the quarterback, Hess. Now one back is in motion, and it is a running play around right end. And the ball carrier, was that the Wildcat formation?
That was Ottie again, yeah, out of the Wildcat.
It was snapped right back to Kyle Ottie, and he's got wheels like his older brother Peyton possessed. And Kyle goes to work, and he reels off a quick, 15, 16 yards?
16.
To the 37 of Anna.
His brother wasn't too bad.
I can remember in the playoffs last year, the long run he had early on in the game against Fort Loramie. Like lightning, he went about 65 yards. Deep drop by Hess, and he dumps it off into the left flat. Little outlet throw. Receiver's got it. Breaks the tackle. It's Drew Laws down the left sideline. Makes another man miss. Look at him go. 15, 10, 5, over. One missed tackle after another. Laws turned on the afterburners, and he spurted for six. 33-0 Marion Local, and we've only got 4 minutes gone in the second stanza.
Well, we were afraid this was what's going to happen tonight. You know, you had hope for Anna, but that's just a juggernaut.
Extra point try here by Bills. He has kicked 3 out of 4 so far, aiming for 4 out of 5. It looks real good from here. The official signal, it is. Another one for Bills, 4 out of 5 in the PAT department. The one miss hit the top of the right post. 7:54 to go till halftime. Marion Local 34, Anna nothing on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Say it's plain and simple. It's Germain. Yep. You know, right here in Sydney is a dealership that makes shopping for and servicing a car. So very convenient and cost-effective, too. Plain and simple, it's Germain. Number one, for the life of your car, Germain is a one-stop solution forever. Germain takes great pride in servicing and repairing your car and keeping it in tip-top shape. Number two, vehicle selection is fantastic. It's endless. On West Michigan and Sydney, choose from Germain Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, Rams, Buicks, and Chevrolets. More great selection at Germain and Beaver Creek in Dublin. And even more at Germain stores in Michigan, Florida, and Arizona. See it online, buy it through Sydney. And number three, Germain is the newest, best, and biggest dealership in Sydney and West Central Ohio. What more do you need? It's plain and simple. It's Germain. West Michigan and Sydney, germaincars.com, GERMAIN.com. Very, very good coverage by Marion Local once again, Chuck. They don't miss a thing.
Well, the ball got around him, and Chappie didn't pick it up that time. And I got a score in the MAC in the first quarter. New Bremen 7, Coldwater nothing.
Aha. Big game tonight in the Midwest Athletic Conference. This one is not. Anna being drubbed 34-0. First and 10 Rockets inside their own 15. Anna tries to squeeze out yards on the ground, and they do for 2 or 3. You had Pickwell leading tip early on, right?
7-3.
Okay.
Minster, I think they're up 9-0 now on St. John's in the second quarter.
Right. We heard a St. Henry Versailles score,
0-0, yep.
Late in the first. Here, with 7:22 to go in the second quarter, it is Marion Local 34, Anna nothing. Rockets flash 1-2 receivers way out to the left to the wide side of the field. Chappie, the QB, 5 yards behind the line in the spread, drops to his 5-yard line. He's in some trouble. And a late release up over the 10-yard line to a receiver at the 15. Down he goes right now.
That's Colin Elliott with the catch.
Arling, the linebacker for Marion Local, threw him down just over the 15-yard line. So for Anna, it's 3rd and less than 10 to go for a first down. Anna's got trips to the right toward the Anna sideline. Chappie will take the snap back at the 10. 3 down linemen for the Marion Local defense. Linebackers shading blitz. And here comes one. Ball flipped into the right flat by Anna's quarterback, Chappie. Caught, and a broken tackle at the 20. Good run after catch, 25-30. And it's Justin Richards who is knocked out of bounds at the 32. Good play by Richards. His momentum slanted him across the middle after getting the short throw. He broke a tackle, was off to the races. First down Rockets at their own 33.
Yeah, it was a little slip screen. He came up from the side, went right through the seam, and did a nice play.
Nifty call. Three receivers right for the quarterback, Chappie. And he gives it to the first man through, who bullies his way to the 37, 38-yard line. Landon Fote lugged it for Anna. Nice gain, carved out about six. It'll be second and four for Anna from the Rockets' 38. Down near 5.5 to go in the second period. Marion Local 34, Anna nothing. And Chuck, familiarize me once again with the continuous clock rule.
Well, right now it would be, but you got to be into the second half.
Okay.
And if it gets below 30, then the clock, they go back to normal clock management.
30-plus point separation,
yes,
in the third quarter. Here's Chappie going down under a flood of white jerseys and yellow helmets back at the 32. He is sacked. That was relentless pressure there by Marion Local.
Trying to catch the number. Turn around, kid. It was Drew Seitz.
Yep, 28 Seitz. He is one of several standout linebackers for the Flyers. So now Anna must convert on third and 10 back at the 32. 4.5 to go here in the second quarter. Trips to the right for Chappie. Linebackers are coming. Chappie gets rid of it in a hurry. Too fast. It's incomplete. Yep, he had to shoot that one over the middle of the field very quickly, and it missed its mark, and it's a punting situation for Anna.
I'm not trying to jinx this, but the only penalty in the first half was the out-of-bounds kickoff.
Yeah, you're right. It's been a penalty-free, quickly played first two quarters. Carter Siegel was the man for whom the last pass was intended. Anna showing punt formation. Might it be snapped to the up back?
Well, Marion's waiting for it.
It's a low throw to the punter. Richard gets it away, and it's a twisting kick backing up Laws to the 26-yard line. He catches. It's not Laws. It's Kyle Oddie. He's got a huge series of blockers down the left side of the field. Now he cuts it back. Look at him go. Kyle Oddie's at the 40 of Anna. 30, gets a block. 20, roll down, finally hit the 15.
57-yard kickoff return.
Kyle Oddie has got a lot of Peyton Oddie in him. Kyle, Peyton's younger brother, almost took it to the house. How many yards, Chuck?
57.
57. He needed 15 more to take it 72 to the end zone. Marion Local knocking on the door for six more points with 4:23 to go here in the second quarter. Receiver flanked 10 yards to the left. Hess in the spread takes the snap at the 20. Looks left corner of the end zone. Fade pattern, tight coverage, no penalty. Ball overthrown, incomplete. Second and 10, Marion Local, 15-yard line of Anna.
That was Siegel, and boy, he did a nice job. He forced him away from that fade that time. He couldn't get back to the ball.
And he was out there on an island with Siegel by himself. One-on-one coverage. Second and 10, Marion Local at the Anna 15. Hess sends a man in motion and gives it to him around the left side. There's a block at the 10. Running play is good down to about the 7-yard line.
Well, I'll tell you what, I didn't catch the number, but somebody laid somebody out on that run.
Carter Siegel on the tackle of Laws of Marion Local, not before the rushing play generated about 9 to 6. Third and one Flyers. They are threatening once again. We are scheduled to have Randy Huber, the new varsity girls basketball coach, and Anna, our guest, here at the half tonight. We got a couple tight ends being inserted for Marion Local. Under center is Hess. Hand off right tackle. Oh, there's a huge cavity, and the ball carrier goes in standing up. It was Darren Meyer who plowed through a nice opening, and
the same look that they gave down at the other end. They faked the pitch that time and gave it to him on the counter. Excellent play.
Darren Meyer, tough young man to stop. He runs hard. 5'10", 195, a senior. Extra point upcoming for Marion Local, which leads it 40-0. So far, after five touchdowns, Bills, the PAT man, is 4 of 5. Now make it 5 out of 6 as he nails that one between the uprights. 3:29 left, second quarter. Marion Local 41, Anna nothing on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Well, Marion Local kicks off the football again. This has been a repeating occurrence here tonight. The boot is down inside the 10. Anna returns far side of the field, beyond the hash and numbers. Into the sideline goes Richards, up and over the 25. Very close to the 30-yard line. First and 10, Anna, from that spot on the field. Marion Local Flyers specialize in defense. Pretty good offense, too. Well-rounded club. Very deep varsity roster. And, Chuck, when you have success like Marion Local does year after year, the bar keeps getting raised. And the new football players who come in as sophomores, by the time they are juniors and seniors, they want to win like the other kids did.
Well, they expect to win the league, and they expect to win the state every year.
Yep.
Those are pretty lofty goals, and they succeed most of the time.
Those are expectations. You are right. Here is Anna running. Small advance to the 30-yard line. Gain of maybe 1, second down and 9. Anna, 3 minutes to go here in the first half.
They got a Sydney Fairborn score at 0-0 in the second quarter.
Marion Local is up here by 41. In fact, it's going to take two scores for Anna to get the deficit down below 30 to take off the continuous clock when the second half opens up.
Yep.
We've got three receivers bunched to the left for Shappy, the quarterback of Anna. Here comes some pressure. The pocket is caving in, but Anna somehow manages to get a deflected pass ahead, and the Rockets complete it to the 33. Run after catch to the 37 by Richards, short of a first down. So it's going to be third down and about 3 coming up for a first down. Boy, I tell you what, we have seen a lot of yellow helmets from Marion Local in Anna's offensive backfield here in the second period.
They do flow to the ball very well.
Sure do. Three down linemen, linebackers are threatening to blitz. They go inside, out, up and back. Shappy looking them over. Inside handoff, Anna, ball carrier stuffed at the line of scrimmage, but he surges ahead. It's Osborne, fine second effort.
And nice run.
Yes, he lunged over the 40 to the 42, first and 10, Anna.
They got 6 first downs, I mean, and they're down 41-0.
Hard to believe. And they've run the ball fairly well. Had a hard time passing it, and we talked in the pregame about how, yes, Shappy needed to be on target, but he had to have stellar protection, and Marion Local has broken that down time and time again here this evening. First and 10, Anna, final 90 seconds of the first half of play. It's a fake reverse by the quarterback, Chappie, and then he fires down the near sideline, out of bounds, incomplete at the 40-yard line of the Flyers. Second down and 10 upcoming for Anna. In fact, I bet Marion Local's first down total, Chuck, is not really significant.
Five
first downs, Marion Local. Six first downs, Anna, and it's a 41-0.
Well, the difference is five touchdowns to zero.
Yep. Big plays.
You can have all the first downs you want.
Six touchdowns, in fact.
I can't count.
Here is the quarterback, Chappie. Hits a receiver over the middle.
Wow.
Yes, to the 45. Jarring tackle right now.
Devin Francis, that was textbook.
Caleb Kenton, who subs in as a backup running back for Anna, caught the ball near hash mark at the 47. Third down and about five to go for Anna, 58 seconds to go in the first half. Chappie fires another bullet. Again, same type of play, completion, 49 of Marion Local, fourth and a yard to go. Both teams have all three timeouts remaining. None have been used in this first half, and the clock is winding down to under a half minute to go. Anna's got a fourth and one at the Marion Local 39.
Well, they're going to run the clock down a little bit because if they turn the ball over here, they could give up another score.
And we're down to 20 seconds and still counting.
There's no play clock on my end. Is there a play clock?
I think I heard in the background early on that it was on the glitch and was not functioning. Timeout, Anna, 10.7 left here in the first half of this game. Anna's got the ball, fourth and one at the Marion Local 49, trailing the Flyers 41-0. Are you looking for work? Well, let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who earn up to $24 per hour. No mask required, GED not required. Spherion has an office on Ohio Street in Sydney, 20-some offices throughout the Buckeye State, including Sydney, Bellefontaine, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. Go to applyohio.com. Register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, it works. Make it work for you. Fourth and one, Anna. 10 seconds left, first half. 41-0 Flyers. Line of scrimmage, the Marion Local 49. Here is Chappie dropping to pass, being hemmed in behind the line, and he's wrapped up and sacked at the 43. Scoreboard clock reads 4.1 to go. It stops on the change of possession, and Marion Local may not get a snap off. The clock might start with the official signal. If Marion Local does snap at the Flyers, I'm sure we'll take a knee. Leading by a 41-0 count, four ticks left on the clock here in the first half. Again, a reminder, we'll be joined a few minutes into halftime by Randy Huber, head girls basketball coach at Anna, succeeding Jeff Maurer, who was outstanding. His attention to detail, his work in fundamentals, excellent 70% winning percentage coaching girls basketball at Anna during his tenure. Randy Huber will be with us, the father of Erica Huber, who is one of his assistants, I do believe, and played on the 2011 and 13 state championship teams for Anna girls basketball.
And boy, was she a player.
Oh, wow. I called her the Energizer Bunny. And Columbus Afrocentric called her a thorn in their side.
That was a great, great win. I remember that one.
We've got a three-minute radio station break upcoming. Three-minute radio station break. This reminder, our radio station sponsors tonight are NK Telco, Sydney Body Car Star, and Sydney Chiropractic. And we'll run down our scores, broadcast.com anchor sponsors, when we return. We are at the half here at Anna's Booster Field. Marion Local 41, Anna nothing. 3 minute radio station break on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in 6 states.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, the radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. And this is Hits 105.5 FM in Sydney, our broadcast partner. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors. Let's highlight them for you here at the half of Anna Marion Local. Flyers lead it by a score of 41-0. Thanks to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Airstream in Jackson Center, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney on West Michigan. We've got you covered, goffneyfurniture.com. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tipp City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio, the CNC solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. the Sydney Daily News and our broadcast partner, Hits 105.5 FM in Sydney. Thanks as well to Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victorioushealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Spherion Staffing and Recruiting. Spherion, it works. Go to applyohio.com. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and other Ohio cities in six states. And Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts in Anna. Make our life easy, or I should say, make your life easy at home or at the campground with a street legal golf cart from Brunson.
It makes their life easier, too, if you buy their golf cart.
So true. Halftime, Chuck, 41-0. It's our halftime report brought to you by Schnippel Construction in Bodkins and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. First downs, Anna is on top, but trails by six touchdowns. How can that be?
Well, because Marion Local has scored touchdowns, and they haven't.
Right.
So that's the key right there. 18 rushes for Anna, only 32 yards. They got sacked three times for a total of negative 21 yards. 8 of 15 throwing it, one interception, 60 yards, 92 total yards for Anna in the first half, six first downs, the one big interception that cost them 6 points there. Marion Local, 14 rushes, 122 yards, 5 of 8 passing, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, 130 passing yards, 252 total yards, 5 first downs, did not turn the ball over in the first half.
What have you seen from Marion Local that impresses you so much? We anticipated a lot. Defense has been like a rock of Gibraltar so far, and combination of running and passing, excellent. Anna just can't seem to slow it down. One big play after another.
Well, I mean, you throw the ball and complete five passes for 130 yards. That's one of the keys. Almost 10 yards a rush. So both of those things. And I've seen them every year probably for the last 10, 12 years, and plus on TV in state championship games. And this is just a Marion Local football team. They play great defense. They have all kinds of athletes. They got guys standing on the sideline that would probably start for probably four or five teams in the MAC, and that's what I've seen them do in the first half.
Yep, very well said. Anna's run the ball pretty well at times, but again, being victimized by mistakes at crucial times. They've plagued the Rockets all year long. Too many miscues, blunders.
Yeah, I mean, you watch Fort Loramie. You watch Marion's defense. They put their linebackers up. You don't know who's coming. They're back, they're forth.
Right.
They show like that little flat pass is open, and then the inside linebacker jumps to the outside. They're just so well coached, and the kids do it very well.
Yep, Tim Goodwin, 24 years at the helm of the Marion Local program. Last year was state championship number 12. Halftime here at Anna's Booster Field, 41-0 Marion Local. We've got Randy Huber, new girls varsity basketball coach at Anna, up next. Our sponsors for our halftime report: AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie and Schnippel Construction in Bodkins, on scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105.5.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Welcome back to Anna's Booster Field. It is 41-0. Marion Local leads the Anna Rockets after two quarters of play. We're about 10 minutes or so away from the start of our third quarter here tonight. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. I'll be joined in seconds here by Randy Huber, new varsity girls basketball coach at Anna. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Randy Huber is alongside new girls varsity basketball coach at Anna for the upcoming season and many seasons to follow, succeeding Jeff Maurer, who did a splendid job. Randy's got an assistant by the name of Erica. That's a daughter. You'll have another daughter playing for you this season. Randy, take a few minutes. Tell us all about your family. Introduce Randy Huber to the community, which may not know you already. Many people do, but some might not.
Thank you, Jack. I have a wife, Chris, and we have four children, two boys and two girls. My oldest three are through college and in the workforce, and Jaden will be a senior this year, and she'll be playing basketball when she wraps up her soccer season. So looking forward to getting to that.
And Erica, another daughter in your family, played on the 2011 and 2013 state championship Anna girls basketball teams. She was a soft in 11, a senior in 13, as I recall.
Yep.
And, boy, she figured prominently, especially in that second state championship. Man, those teams were fun to watch. Let's reminisce for a minute. What do you remember about those clubs in 2011 and 13? 27-1, 26-4. That's a combined 53-5. Boy, they dominated some very good clubs, didn't they?
They did. They absolutely complemented each other so well. It just, you know, that right group of girls coming through at the right time. You know, started back in junior high. That class, you know, Erica, Natalie Billing, and so many more of those girls. I hate to start naming them because I'll forget one or two, but such a group, you know, didn't lose any games all through junior high, you know, and then they got into high school, and I think you can count on two hands the total number of losses they had, you know, so. Yeah. But such a compliment. You add the girls from the, you know, class above and class below, and you start to mix that together, and boy, what a combination they put together.
In 2011, Anna beat Fort Recovery 57-40 in the D3 state semifinal game, blew out Oak Hill 50-32 in the 2011 state championship game, and then in the 2013 state semis and finals, Anna beat Oroville 80-59 and Columbus Afrocentric 67-49. Won those two games by 21-18, and Afrocentric seemed beat on the floor by halftime. They were worn out, and your daughter Erica was one of the reasons for that. I called her the Energizer Bunny. She was phenomenal.
They, you know, just that combination of speed that we could throw at teams. You know, we and at that time, Coach Billing, you know, the conditioning with that group, and the group was bought into that conditioning, and they were going to play you for one quarter. If you didn't die, they was coming out the second quarter, and they would push you, and sometimes teams would get to the third and, you know, get the third going, but eventually our team speed just wore them down.
Yes.
And it was so fun to watch.
Yeah, Jack Billing was the head coach for the Rockets. Erica Huber, by the way, in that 2013 state semifinal, had 8 points, 7 rebounds, 10 assists, played 31 of the 32 minutes. And then in the state final, Erica Huber had 15 points, 13 of 18 free throws, 6 assists, 9 rebounds, and did not miss a minute, played all 32. Wow, you talk. Was she in shape or what?
Oh, she was. She was. She probably would have went 2 more quarters in most games. She just didn't seem to tire down.
And Natalie Billing had 29 points and 10 rebounds in the 2013 state semifinal. Kayla Benzman had 26 points, 12 of 16 from the floor. Avery Benzman had 9 more points in the state championship game. As I mentioned, Erica had 15 points, 13 of 18 free throws for Erica in that state championship game. 6 assists, 9 boards. Didn't miss a minute, as we noted. Billing at 17 points, 9 rebounds. Kayla Benzman, 21 points, 7 of 7 at the stripe, 9 boards. Rachel Knopfsinger chipped in, 8 points, 27 minutes. Those teams were phenomenal. Kerry Watkins was a big cog, as was Megan Fote on the 2011 club. They were standout performers. Those teams just... nobody could hold a candle to them.
I tell you, Jack, that senior leadership, you know, in 11 and then in 13, you know, that's, you know, with Natalie and Erica and the group, you know, the younger kids had such good leadership. They just fell into place, and you know, everything just kind of complemented, you know, everything that happened just complemented each other. So it was just so fun to watch as a parent.
Randy Huber, our guest. Randy is the new varsity girls basketball coach at Anna, succeeding Jeff Maurer, who was outstanding during his tenure. And I'm sure you will utilize a lot of the foundation created by Coach Maurer. Highlight your own strategy, outlook, and philosophy for coaching girls basketball at the high school level.
Okay, obviously, you know, Jeff definitely, you know, followed in step and put together a very, very strong program. Like you said, fundamentals, he believer in stressing that, and we definitely want to continue to strive to work those fundamentals and make them an important part of the game.
I would have loved to have seen his state semifinal team get to compete in the year of the coronavirus.
Yep, that's a shame. You know, a lot of things got missed out there, but
yeah. Will you have zone, man-to-man, combination?
I think you got to be able to. I think you got to be able to play both so that you can handle both, because you're going to see a variety in games. games. So I think, you know, you got to be able to show it in practice and do it in practice so that you can be prepared for man to man. I'm going to lean toward the man to man, but I'm also going to be able to throw a zone at you.
Or the person to person, we should say.
Yes.
Defense. Younger players in the pipeline, do you see some opportunities for growth and development upcoming? And who is your coaching staff?
Well, we definitely we're a young team. We're going to be young. We have three seniors. Jaden, my daughter, and Taylor Puppelman has some varsity time. Taylor had a knee injury that shortened her season last year. So she'll be back there, and we're short on juniors also. We have four juniors, and Brenna Cobb led the offense last year as far as point guard, and Jenna Walters played a big role. So we got some returning. Then you get down to our younger girls, and we had some freshmen that got put into playing time at the varsity level with our injuries, and they performed very well for freshmen, and hopefully we can just build on that experience and mix it with our upperclassmen and make it a team that can make some noise.
Yep, very good sign indeed. Your 2022-23 girls hoop schedule at Anna includes Fort Loramie game number 2 on Tuesday, November 22nd at Anna. That's a tough one right out of the chute.
Absolutely. The Shelby County League did their shuffle. So, we got Fort Loramie to open the conference play. Carla has just done a terrific job there and continues to roll out the players there. And, obviously we're going to go in there with the mentality of, trying to contain, try to slow them down and keep it a close game where, we can maybe go after it right at the end.
Two dates with Fort Loramie, two with Rushi, and then in the Midwest Athletic Conference, you've got Minster, St. Henry, New Bremen, Marion Local. It's a stringent schedule for sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Shelby County League in itself is starting to put together some pretty good teams, and then you throw in those MAC teams, and, yeah, there's when you look down that schedule, there just isn't a whole lot to say that's going to be one I'm going to breathe on.
Randy Huber, thank you so much. New girls basketball coach at Anna.
Thank you.
Beginning this season. I'd like to ask you, Randy, before we begin our second half here in a couple of minutes, are you ever looking for an extraordinary dining experience right at home?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I bet you are. Anna Market is at your service. You see, Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts to give you an extraordinary dining experience right in the Huber home. And the Anna Market is the only market around that serves you, Chairman's Reserve. Yep, the very best for the best like you, Randy Huber. Furthermore, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And for your entree from the Anna Market, choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. Between the marbling and rich flavor of their prime and premium beef and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meat guarantee an excellent eating experience for the Hubers. Dine at home, make it extraordinary. Shop at the Anna Market, serving the very best for the best like you, Randy Huber, and anyone else who would like to try the tasty meats at the Anna Market. Randy, thanks.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me, guys.
Randy Huber, new varsity girls basketball coach at Anna, beginning this season. 41-0 our score here at the halftime break. The Anna Rockets trail the Marion Local Flyers. Randy, we'll see you again here real soon. That Marion Local kicks off to start the second half. We'll have a continuous clock in play with Marion Local leading by a count of 41-0. The return by Anna is up across the 25 to the 29-yard line, and that's where the Rockets will begin. First down, 10 yards to go. And the young man who does a little bit of everything for this Marion Local team, cornerback, and special teams, Hess was in there on the tackle.
Yeah, he's a pretty good athlete. Is he a basketball player?
Oh, yeah. He was a big cog in that upset win by Marion over Bodkins that we covered.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, at the Bodkins gym. And Marion Local went on to the regionals in the Northwest region, led by Hess out at guard, 6'2", 170-pounder. He is a standout multiple-sport athlete. Anna running on first and 10 to the 31-yard line. Sets up second down and about seven to go for a first down. Opening 90 seconds of the third quarter of this game with Marion Local well out in front, 41-0. Continuous clock has been enforced. Alex Shappy, the quarterback for Anna, 5 yards behind the line. I see a few new numbers out there, I think, for Anna, Chuck. Here's the snap back to Shappy. Looks right. Arches one toward the sideline, off the fingertips of the receiver at the 32. It is amazing, Chuck. It seems like Marion Local's got 15 or 16 yellow helmets and white jerseys out there.
Well, maybe they're sneaking a few in there.
These 11 are everywhere imaginable.
They just absolutely run to the football. What a well-coached football team.
Throttling just about every single Anna play on offense here tonight. Anna did run it pretty well in the early going. Rockets, in fact, had more first downs than Marion Local, which has turned up the notch with a number of huge plays from scrimmage. Here's Anna running the ball in third and eight, right up the gut, middle of the field, out near the Rockets logo, all the way to the 44. It is a first down romp by Fote. First and 10 as Landon Fote carried it. Anna player a bit gimpy, walking off to the far side. Keep in mind, next week it is Sydney and Stebbins at Stebbins Stadium. Chuck, Sydney's at Fairborn tonight. A score?
7-7 at the half.
Interesting ball game. That's very important for Sydney to come away with a win and keep its high seed hopes open in its region of Division II. Low snap to Shappy on first and 10. Has a receiver down the right side. Leaping attempt at a catch. Marion Local might have swiped it. Yes.
Gee, what an interception.
Intercepted by Marion Local. Wow. Both the receiver and defender went up at the same time at the 35-yard line, and Marion Local came down with a fantastic pick.
I wish I would have seen the number, because that was a heck of an interception.
Maybe the coaches up here can tell us who the young man was for Marion Local who intercepted the pass. Wow. Beautifully done. Flyers continue to turn in one excellent play after another. Superb performance. We knew it would be difficult for Anna to stay with him. Chuck, Marion Local is even better than I imagined the Flyers would be.
And they've got Justin Knopf in at quarterback now, which is a good move. You don't want to take a chance on getting your quarterback hurt.
Continuous clock. We played 4 minutes here in the third quarter, and Knopf is airing it out down the middle of the field. Two-man in coverage for Anna. Pass is a little offline, no good at the 25. But, wow.
A strong arm.
Yes, this young man can hurl it a distance.
He's a 6-foot sophomore.
Well, even though the pass was incomplete, the clock still continues to tick down. 7:56, 7:55 to go here in the third. 41-0 in favor of Marion Local. Flyers to the line of scrimmage. Knopf at quarterback, stepping in for Hess. Running play, right tackle, ball carrier on the loose, motoring 40, 45 to the 48. Laws lugged it for Marion Local. He's a load. He's darn near 200 pounds.
I'll tell you what, he's got good speed, too.
Just short of the 50, it is first and 10 for Marion Local. Yeah, this trifecta of backs, along with Hess, are going to be difficult for any defense to stop. This ground game for Marion Local chews up yards in big chunks. Two receivers to the left. Man to the slot for Knopf, the quarterback. Short roll to the left. Fires on the run. A little behind a receiver. Incomplete. at the 42.
Yeah, had him, but he put it behind him.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Well, here tonight, the key building components for these two teams have been as follows. For Marion Local, it's been the big play. Good ground game, a few successful pass plays dropped in here and there. Anna simply cannot get rolling. Anna's run the ball fairly well at times, but eventually Marion Local rushes the passer, produces some sacks, and thwarts the running attack. Here is Laws running around left end for Marion Local. He's across the 50. He's got a first down inside the 40. Let's see where he's knocked out of bounds, though.
Yeah, they called it short.
He got down to the 35, but some of that was beyond the boundary into the Anna bench. Ball marked for play at the 43, where it is third and three for Marion Local. The key building components on the positive side for Marion Local have certainly materialized tonight. Not so for Anna. Some critical mistakes. They've cropped up again. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Marion Local running between right guard and tackle. Oh, it's a stubborn run by Laws. He's upended at the 37, not before he registers another first down.
Yeah, Clay Cummins did a nice job because he doesn't hit him there. That's another touchdown.
Less than 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Marion Local 41, Anna nothing. Continuous clock is in play. Flyers huddling up. New quarterback is Knopf. As you noted, Chuck, he is a sophomore.
Yes.
And he's under center now, filling in for Tate Hess, the senior QB. Run blitz by Anna. Ball dropped in the offensive backfield by Marion Local. Flyers get it back at the 40. The play goes for a minus four.
Look at that. They're human.
Hasn't been too much to be picky about on the Marion Local side tonight.
No,
not at all.
Yeah, he fumbled the snap, and then they had no mesh point there. So he did a good job of not turning the ball over there.
Right. So it's second down and 13 to go for a first down for Marion Local at the Anna 40. Cool, breezy night here at Anna's Booster Field. And it's been all Marion Local. The white jerseys, yellow helmets, yellow pants with blue trim have dominated the green and white from Anna. Knopf, straight drop, 8 yards behind the line of scrimmage. A lot of time, open receiver, left sideline. Coverage arrives late from Anna. What a throw, right on target, down around the 22 or 23-yard line. It's good, complete. Ball marked for play officially at the 25.
That was Boy. Griffin Bruns, and what a catch that was. Good throw, good catch.
Woo! I like Knopf's spiral. He will step right in next year as a junior, Chuck, no question. Down to 2:53 to go and counting, late in the third, 41-0 Marion Local. Two receivers to the right for Knopf, man in motion. Little half roll to the right by Knopf, throwing on the dead run. A receiver leaps in the air at the 11, he's got it, tackled at the 8. Another spiral on the button, reception Flyers, goal to go inside the 10. Colin Elliott made the tackle, but Chuck, the coverage offered a bit too much cushion.
Yeah, I can't see that half of the, and I can't see the end zone down here.
So. I'll tell you what, the Flyers passing game has really balanced out the run game. They throw it as well as they rush it, no question about it. Under center is Knopf. Pitch back to the tail man, who gets it at the 11, and he pounds his way, hammering goal line. Got it. Six more. And that was, I think, another Hess who carried the football. I thought I heard that.
I heard that, but I didn't. Yeah. Parker has.
Wow.
And Marion Lockmore.
Yep. The Flyers have upped the count now to 47-0. Extra point try from Bills. And tonight, on his first six, he nailed five. And this one is true. And he is 6-for-7 on the evening, 48-0 Marion Local, 2 minutes left here in the third quarter. And after the touchdown and the change of possession, this is one time the clock does come to a halt. We'll break for a moment. 48-0 Marion Local on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Tell you what, Jack, Marion Local, what a great place to be a sub. You get a lot of time.
Interesting point. Kickoff return, Anna. Oh, my goodness. What happened, Chuck Bowen? Down inside the 10, close to the 5. Was it touched by Anna?
Yeah.
And then it rolled out of bounds?
No, he bent down to pick it up and put a knee down.
Mm. Just the same result as going out of bounds with it.
Yep.
And Anna will start first and 10 from its own, 4-yard line?
Three, maybe.
Or is it inside the 10? Or is it? Or I can't see through Marion Local players across the way.
I think it's inside the... Well, maybe it is just inside the 10. I can't see
inside the 10 for sure, maybe not inside the 5. Nonetheless, just another mistake in concentration and focus by Anna.
All right.
And they continue to crop up. Game after game, quarter after quarter, drive after drive. Anna had lost 4 in a row coming into tonight, 2-5 on the season. Anna runs over left tackle, late fumble. Think the ball was down, though, at the 10. Final 30 seconds, very quickly played third quarter. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the whole area. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others, stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Good running play by Anna to end the third quarter out to the Rockets' own 30. From there, we'll start the fourth with Marion Local on top, 48-0 on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
And welcome back to Anna's Booster Field. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We start the fourth quarter. Continuous clock has been enforced. 48-0, Marion Local leading. The continuous clock started with the outset of this second half. 1st and 10 for Anna. I said there at the end of the third quarter, ball was at the 30. Actually, it was at the 20. Rushing play from scrimmage there for 1. 2nd down and 9 for Anna. Chuck, Randy Huber, and I were talking during the halftime break about the 2011 and 13 state championship teams for Fort Loramie. Loramie won it in 13. Loramie won it in 15. Anna won it in 11. Anna won it in 13. In fact, in 13, Anna and Fort Loramie won state championships. Same afternoon, back-to-back games, two clubs, same league, two girls' teams, same county. Anna beat Fort Recovery in 2011, 57-40 in the state semi, beat Oak Hill 50-32 in the final. Megan Foate's line in those two games, 14 points, 14 rebounds, 16 points, 17 rebounds.
Yeah, she was a force, and she coached there for a little bit.
Yeah.
But am I mistaken, or in 2012, did they get to the state, but they got beat?
Yep, got beat in the state Final Four. Here's a flat pass by Anna on 3rd and 3. It is complete up and over the 30-yard line to Osborne, tripped up at the 33 or 34, might have picked up the first down.
He got it.
Previous play had gained about 5 or 6 yards. We played nearly 2 minutes here in the fourth quarter. Anna trails 48-0. Yeah, Jack Billing had three Division III girls teams, 1, 2, 3 years in a row. They were phenomenal.
That 2011 team, there was no shock that they won it. That 2013 team, man, they just played as well as they could play in the state.
Yep, and beat Columbus Afrocentric, who was everybody's favorite to win it.
And that's who beat them in overtime the year before.
Exactly.
Look at me remembering stuff. You took
the words right from my mouth. Afrocentric beat them the year before, and Anna had some dues to pay back the next season.
Yeah, well, that was such a fun run through there with them in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, in 2011, in the state semifinal win over Fort Recovery, Kerry Watkins, 16 points, 9 rebounds. Megan Foate, 14 points, 14 rebounds. In the state final, a 50-32 win over Oak Hill. Megan, 16 and 17, as I noted. Natalie Billing at 21 points. And then in the 2013, Eric Huber played 63 of the 64 minutes in the state semi and final.
And she probably didn't break a sweat.
And Columbus Afrocentric watched her in amazement with their jaws on the floor.
Yeah.
How can you do that?
That was a payback year.
8:45 to go here in the fourth. 3rd and 5 for Anna. Line of scrimmage, the Rockets 39. Here's a pass by Shappy. It's a little bubble screen to the left. It's caught at the 39. Run after catch to the 44 near the first down marker. Richards snared it. That's a play that's been effective much of this season. It picked up several yards, about a half yard shy of a first down is Anna. Line of scrimmage, the 43.5 of the Rockets. We played 4 minutes in the fourth quarter. A very brisk moving second half of this game. Shappy in the spread, not under center. 4th and a couple feet for Anna. Man in motion. Inside handoff. It's Osborne or Foate, stood up at the 45. But a first down has been recorded. Osborne leaned ahead. Forward spot at the 46. 1st and 10 for Anna.
This is my favorite officiating crew of the year. There's only been one penalty flag, and that was a kickoff that went out of bounds. They're letting the kids play football.
Well said. Very good point. You're right, and these are two Midwest Athletic Conference schools, Week 8. They should be playing pretty clean football,
yep.
And the officials are letting them do it.
I'm impressed.
Receivers left and right for the quarterback, Shappy. 5 minutes gone here in the fourth. 48-0 Marion Local. Shappy looks right, flares it in the flat, misses his man at the 38-yard line. Osborne, the receiver for whom the ball was intended.
Parker Hess out there on the coverage. He made it so he had to throw the ball low. If he would have thrown that to the receiver, I think he would have picked it off.
incomplete pass, but the clock continues to motor down. 6:40, 6:39 to go here in the fourth. Anna's last two games, let's see, Fort Recovery and Parkway. Fort Recovery and Parkway. Anna's going to have to win those two to have a shot to make the top 16. An outside shot. Handoff right tackle, Anna. Opening, shut down eventually by Marion Local on the Flyers' side of the field at the 47. 6:12 to go here in the fourth. It's going to be third down for Anna and about 4 or 5 to go for a first down. Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services, Dickman Supply. We've got four warehouses that stock hundreds of brands. And for your home, Dickman's got premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. We take pride in being family-owned and operated for over 65 years. Our reputation of reliability makes your choice easy. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, DickmanSupply.com.
Fairborn leads Sydney 14-7 in the third quarter. I just asked for a Laramie score to see if they catch me up there.
Chuck, let's take a 30-second break. We have moved down under 6 minutes to go here in the fourth. Timeout called, Marion Local, 48-0 Flyers here on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
As we return to action, Anna has a running play, gets stoned behind the line of scrimmage, a loss of a few. Fourth down 7 for the Rockets from the midfield stripe with 5.5 to go here in the fourth quarter, and Marion Local leading 48-0. Double-checking, Chuck. Fairborn leading Sydney in the second half.
Yep. Third quarter, 14-7. Last score I had at halftime, Piqua 14-13 over Tip.
Mm-mm-mm. Fourth and 7, Anna, 50-yard line. One receiver far left. Snap to Chappie. He runs it up the middle, feels pressure, delivers off his back foot. No good at the 30-yard line. Ball was spiraled down the field for Colin Elliott. Again, Chaffee a little uncomfortable. Couldn't find somebody right away. And the Flyers were in pursuit.
Yeah, they put pressure on him. But the line did a pretty good job. He had probably about 3 or 4 seconds back there before he had to scramble.
Yep. So from the 50, the Flyers have the football. 4:54 to go in the fourth quarter. 48-0 in favor of Marion Local. Flyers next week play St. Henry before closing out against Coldwater. Receivers left and right for the Flyers. Tailback formation, an eye look, running play up the middle, and the ball carrier's hit again, breaks a tackle, slides to the outside, and he barrels down the near sideline to the 35-31 of Anna. Wow.
Sophomore Benton Seitz, and I'll tell you what, he's a 6 foot, 175-pound running back. He looks bigger than that.
Anna had him bear-hugged 2-3 times by different players just beyond the line of scrimmage, and he broke free. Well done by Seitz. 31 of Anna, final 4 minutes of this game. Hey, don't forget now, Jackson Center Pro Hardware is in Greenville, too, at 418 South Broadway. In Jackson Center at 112 East Pike. And your Pro Hardware stores in Jackson Center and Greenville can get you beautiful white and gray Shaker cabinets in 3 days. Like us on Facebook. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center, 418 South Broadway in Greenville. Special pricing and professional service at your Pro Hardware stores. And don't forget, 20% off DeWalt Power Tools through mid-December, 11% off solid wood raised panel cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about his Pro Hardware stores on scoresbroadcast.com. And just down the street in Jackson Center, Darren has opened up Brick House Eatery. From hardware to hard-to-beat good food, Brick House offers luncheon specials from 10:45 to 2, pizza, wings, smoked pork, and more from 4 to 8. Brick House Eatery, new, different, eat out, eat in, or carry out. You'll love it, without a doubt. Brick House Eatery, 205 West Pike in Jackson Center. He's got his hardware stores and a restaurant. From hardware to hard-to-beat good food.
Yeah,
sounds like a place to try in Jackson Center.
Well, I'm in Jackson Center probably two times a week, so that sounds like a place to go.
Right on the main drag at 205 West Pike.
There you go. I know exactly where it is.
Two blocks west of downtown. 2:24 to go here in the fourth quarter. Marion Local to the line of scrimmage. Third and 8 from the Rockets' 27-yard line. Knopf, a sophomore, is under center. He's the QB. I think that's still him, is it, Chuck?
Yes.
Rolls right, flips into the flat. Receiver's got it for an instant, and then it's out.
Yeah, it was a good pass. He just dropped it.
Clock continues. Under 2 minutes to go. Fourth and 8 for Marion Local inside the Anna 30-yard line. Also in Jackson Center, Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness at 101 East Pike. Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center does it all and very well to a full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Bodkins. Walk-in flu and coronavirus vaccines from 2 to 5 Monday to Friday, from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, close from 1 to 2, and open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, phone 937-596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center, doing everything well to keep you well. As we say hello to Allison Haas and her staff at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. Allison is expecting child on the way.
Nice.
Imminently. Congratulations to her and her family. Down to a final minute left to go here in the fourth quarter. Marion Local was stopped on fourth down. Anna's got the football. 60 seconds remaining. First and 10 Rockets from their own 23-yard line. Slot left, quarterback under center. It's still Chappie. Running play between right tackle and guard. And the ball carrier churns out 10 or 11. Osborne cracked ahead. Eifert, solid linebacker for Marion Local in there on the hit. We'll have one more play, and that should wrap this one up. Keep in mind, we will have a three-minute break, a three-minute radio station break at the end of our fourth quarter. Down to 20 seconds to go. Chappie handoff, left tackle. Running play into the open, 35-40 across the midfield stripe. Not sure if that's Osborne or not, but he's got a huge gainer. It was Osborne to the Marion Local 40. Clock does not stop, though he went out of bounds. Continuous clock in play, and that will do it. The Marion Local Flyers have routed the Anna Rockets to the tune of 48-0. Marion Local advances to 8-0, and the Rockets drop to 2-6 on the campaign. And Marion Local, every bit as good, if not better, than advertised. That's for certain. Three-minute radio station break, then a quick sum-up. It is scoresbroadcast.com, and it's 105.5.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Welcome back to Off Mic a Little Bit. Thank you very much. Welcome back to Anna's Booster Field. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105.5, where Anna has been beaten soundly by Marion Local 48-0, thanks to our Rushi sponsors tonight, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. New address, 575 East Main in Rushi. Don't forget, Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts in Anna, and Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. Regal Trophy and Awards on Walpock Avenue, in Sydney. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Chuck, all Marion Local, every bit as good as we thought the Flyers would be, and then some.
Well, 351 yards on the ground in the game, 187 on the ground, 164 through the air, and only touched the ball like 3 times in the second half because of the running clock. Anna could only muster 165 yards for the game. And looking at the Clancy's players of the game for Marion Local, I'm going to go with Kyle Otte and Tate Hess. And for the Rockets, I'm going to go with Zach Osborne.
Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
48-0 Marion Local over Anna here tonight. Say if you're headed up north and need a bite to eat, think of Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins. We are a favorite of the home crowd and those who come to us from towns all around. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Pizzas, subs, sandwiches, wings. Breakfast starts at 6. Terrific strip loin steak at night. Proud to be a local casual hangout. We welcome you at Meyer's Tavern for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271. Place your carryout order from Meyer's, 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. Chuck, any updates on scores? Last we heard, Fairborn led Sydney late.
Yeah, 14-7 was my final was the score in the third quarter there.
Okay.
Fort Loramie leads Thurgood Marshall 42-16 in the third. St. Henry and Versailles 13-9. Versailles at the half.
Wow.
And Piqua leads Tip City 20-16 in the fourth quarter.
Woo! What a game. Last score you gave was 14-13. Jackson Keither has bombed a field goal to give
Tip 16. A kicker.
Yeah, that gives Tip 16. Piqua added a touchdown. And that's a heck of a game down in Tip. We understand there's a radio crew covering that game, but they had to do it from down on the field. No room from up above.
Well, we've been to that press box before for a Division IV school. What a dump.
Tough. A pleasant environment here tonight in Anna, West Side stands, roomy, spacious, and the Marion local crowd down below made a lot of noise. Homecoming here at Anna, not a whole lot to cheer about on the gridiron.
No.
Rockets just stubbed their toe, shot themselves in the foot just all too often, and Marion local, not only number one in the state in D6, who knows how many other divisions might this Flyers team be really and truly number one.
It's just amazing that they just continue with the athletes year after year after year. Reminds me of St. Mary's way back in the day where they ran that single wing, and they continued and continued, and then that coach retired, and all of a sudden St. Mary's, they tried to do something different instead of keeping what worked. But at Marion Local, 12 state championships.
Yep.
for the coach. They got more than 12, but 12 for the coach.
Yep, 12 since the year 2000, I believe. That is correct. And it's a team without a weakness, and we'll find out in 2 weeks if Marion Local deserves a number one ranking in D5 as well when the Flyers play the Coldwater Cavaliers. The
last score I heard on that was Coldwater 21-7 over New Bremen.
Okay. That's a big game in the MAC for sure. Again, next week, tentative schedule, Sydney at Stebbins. Very tentative at this point. Sydney at Stebbins next week. Follow the scoresbroadcast.com website for an update over the next few days. Many thanks to our Hits 105.5 sponsors tonight. They included NK Telco, Sydney Chiropractic, and Sydney Body Car Star. Football over for this evening. Over quickly. Running clock in the second half. Marion Local routes Anna. Again, next week, probably at Stebbins. Sydney Yellow Jackets in a big playoff implication game next Friday night. Thanks so much to our radio station audience via Hits 105.5. Derek on the board, operating things at the radio station. Thanks for his patience. We got on the air a bit late after 6:30 tonight, but thank you, Derek, for hanging with us. Our big online audience via Scores Broadcast. Thanks to Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Anna's Booster Field. Final score again, Marion Local 48, Anna nothing.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105.5 FM in Sydney.